Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
I saw that Dan Hurley is staying with the UConn Huskies.
Yeah,
he is. I knew, and I think anybody that like really pays attention to this stuff knew that you don't say the day ahead of time, I'll have my announcement tomorrow if you're leaving. You just leave.
Right.
You don't.
Well, you get out of Dodge.
You don't set up an appointment to announce you're quitting. You just quit. You set up an appointment to announce that you're staying. And that's exactly what Dan Hurley did. He turned down $70 million over 6 years from the Lakers.
But here's the thing, is that the Lakers' job is not the best job in sports. You've got a coach killer who runs your organization. Every coach that LeBron has ever gotten involved with, except Spoelstra, has lost their job. He's a coach killer, and Dan Hurley's stock would be so low after getting run out of Los Angeles. It's a complete money grab. He doesn't need the money. Money's not, it's nice to have, but you're only going to have that job for a couple of years, and you're not running the organization. You have no control over it. Your best player, who you might have for another 2 years, is, and I'm sure he went, we're going to draft who? With the first pick? No. So he's in a better spot there. Now, there are better NBA jobs than the Lakers.
Yes. The Lakers, this coach will be their eighth since Phil Jackson left in 2011. Mm-hmm. They've had eight coaches in 13 years. They will have had eight coaches in 13 years. The only other organizations like that are the Bucks, Knicks, and Suns. They've also had eight coaches in that time span. The Nets and Kings have had five, or have nine coaches in that time frame.
You know,
the Lakers, it's time to realize where you are in the world. And listen, this is not Showtime. This is not the Fabulous Forum. This is not the Lakers are just is another franchise in professional sports now. There is no glamour. There is no glitz. Jerry Buss died, and he took all that with him.
I don't,
because the kids are running the business now, and they've run it into the ground. They have sucked for a decade or so.
It's a better gig than New Orleans or Charlotte or Washington.
Well, my God, the taxes.
Yeah, right. By God, the taxes.
And I know they won the bubble championship, but we all know that doesn't count. All right? It doesn't count.
It's still the Lakers. It's still a marquee job. But you've got a guy on your roster that literally kills your organization every single year.
Okay, but...
And until he leaves, you have no chance to do anything. And I'm sure...
You also have no one in a front office when he leaves that could run a team anyway.
Well, that's a whole different thing. But I think that's what Dan Hurley was being brought in to do, was to sort of stabilize that end of it. But as long as LeBron James is there, that team is a one and done in the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. They're too talented not to. But that's not a championship roster. He's your age.
Yes, thank you.
And he
father of the bride
over
here.
He simply can't continue to play at the level he's playing at.
Well, but he goes and gets that illegal blood transfusion every February in Germany or whatever.
Well, get it for Anthony Davis because he's bad too.
Maybe you can't afford
the
it.
The Lakers are still, man, it's still an attractive job as a money grab. But if you're there for longevity, you're there to win a title, it's not going to happen. They're not constructed that way. You've got two aging superstars who are at the end of the line who simply want to play with their buddies. If LeBron wants to go hook up with Dallas or another team, man, you say goodbye and start over again. Yeah. I know that they went through that before he arrived, and it sucked for a decade or so. But I get it. But if I'm Dan Hurley, why would you leave Connecticut? You're set up and ready to go. That team is a national title contender today.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And I believe this. I mean, Dan Hurley, since he turned this down, there are opportunities for him to go into the NBA probably next season in a better situation. How would Dan Hurley look in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Dan Hurley would be terrific there. You've got Dame, you've got Giannis. That's the job you're looking for. And Doc's, he's going to fizzle out. But Dan Hurley might be that kind of guy. And if I'm Dan Hurley and you tell me I have no control over my roster, I'll stay where I have total control over my roster.
Yeah,
I've proven I can put a roster together and win.
I liked what Aaron Torres said today. The Lakers aren't a serious franchise.
No.
And if it weren't for the second best player of all time deciding he wanted to live in L.A. rather than go to the best basketball situation, they really have nothing to show for the last decade. That's the real story today, not Dan Hurley.
Look at what the Celtics did. The Celtics, and everybody kind of forgets this, Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they collected. It's exactly what Oklahoma City is doing. You collect all of these draft picks. You make your picks. You make a selected trade here, there. You collect all this talent, and then you find eight guys that can just flat go. And that's what the Celtics did. The Lakers are more interested in the glitz and the glamour. They still, as you said, think it's the Showtime era, the Shaq and Kobe era. We're going to bring in a bunch of overpriced guys at the end of their careers and try and win it. They're just not there.
No.
Right now with the Lakers, there's no future. Zero.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing coming through the pipeline where you look at and go, okay, that's the future of the franchise.
So, and I don't know who Dan Hurley's representative is, but the Lakers just got, Jimmy Sexton here. He was never going to leave. He got more money to stay at UConn. The Lakers look like they tried to get an actual coach, and they're going to go hire, J.J. Redick or some podcast or some meatball, and that'll flame out. And then, wash, rinse, repeat. They're not a serious organization anymore in sports. They're not.
I don't know if they were never going to get him. I think when Dan Hurley finally looked under the hood and went, oh, God, really?
Yeah. Good for him.
You know what?
How many people would blow their career up for $70 million? A lot of people would do that.
If I came to you and said, Derek, I'm going to give you 6 years, $70 million, you're at least going to kick the tires.
Yes.
But when you raise the hood and take a look at it and you go,
there's not an engine under there. Wait a minute.
This is not what I thought
it was.
Where
are the tires?
Yes, you go back to UConn.
There are no tires to kick.
and if you're Dan Hurley's representation and his goal is to get to the NBA, and he's talked about wanting to coach in the NBA, man, there are a lot of attractive franchises in the league that don't have that much baggage.
I'll tell you what.
And the way that teams switch coaches, I mean, he could have a job at this time next year.
If Jeannie Buss is listening, I'll tell you what. I'll do it for $35 million, all right?
$35 million, wow.
That's half of what they were going to pay.
Do you know anything about basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put the ball in the hoop and shoot a bunch of threes. That's what you have
with
to do.
With them, it doesn't.
And don't play defense till the playoffs. What I know.
With them, it doesn't matter. As long as LeBron's there, it's not going to work. He's going to, in the beginning, everything's great. Everybody's all smiles. But the first time you have a disagreement with your superstar, you fall out of favor, and you get Darvin Ham'd.
Yeah.
Darvin Ham's a smart guy. He was a lifer as an assistant coach, a really good assistant coach.
Yeah.
And, he took a shot with the Lakers, and it didn't work.
Yeah. I think I think J.J. Redick hates broadcasting these games because all the attention goes to Breen or Doris Burke. Nobody ever talks about what J.J. said. It's all about Doris Burke and it's all about Breen with the with the bang and all that stuff. So I think he hates it there. They're going to try and make him a coach, and we'll see how that works out. Probably not well. Are there any other YouTubers they could go after?
I heard Moose Krause, former athletic director at Notre Dame, talk about this one time. Like jobs like that, these are not jobs where you learn. You better be experienced when you want to be a first-time NBA coach. J.J. Redick's never coached an AAU team. Ronnie Brewer's more qualified than J.J. Redick to go coach the Lakers.
Yeah.
This is not a place where you have to have training wheels. And what's he going to do? Call an experienced assistant and go, hey, man, you want to sit side saddle with the Lakers? They're going to go, dude, you're going to be fired in 18 months.
Yeah.
For incompetence.
Maybe less than that.
You know, I don't know what his friend tree looks like in the NBA, but, man, you better have two or three top shelf assistants. This thing's just not going to work.
No.
And you're not going to tell Anthony Davis or LeBron James or any of the other guys on that team what to do.
Yeah.
It's just simply not going to work. And I think Dan Hurley's personality probably would have clashed with LeBron the first time everything went south.
Yeah.
And what's Dan Hurley going to do? Tell LeBron, hey, man, sit down. LeBron's going to be like, no, I'm not coming out. It just, I think Dan Hurley's better off.
Oh, telling him to take a break, I don't think would be a problem. I mean, for anybody in this generation to tell them to take a break, I think they'd hop to pretty quickly. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll take a break, sure. Nobody wants to work hard anymore.
No.
So this is a, we'll see what they do here. But they are, they're not a serious organization here. And a little bit of me feels bad about that, but more of me feels like laughing about that because it's great to see these, Nepo babies, the buses get their comeuppance because they have no idea what they're doing. And LeBron has no idea what he's doing in terms of a general manager. He's a terrible general manager. He may be a great player, but he's a terrible personnel manager.
Palinka's got the title, but I don't
know. Palinka's a puppet. Everybody knows that.
He looks like Rob Lowe. That's like the only thing you know about Rob Palinka. Right. Good luck to the Lakers. I mean, hire J.J. Redick. Have a ball.
Yeah. Good.
Best of luck.
Good luck to you. Good luck in the lottery next year.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Here.
The other basketball story from the weekend is Caitlin Clark not being on the Olympic team. And listen, I think that because none of us have watched women's basketball really at all in our lives until the last couple of years, I think we all thought that it's just all the same. It's just women's basketball, no matter what level it is. Turns out, much to most of America's surprise, it's like the men's game, and there are degrees, and you can't just go from college and 10 days later be in the pros and start lighting people up for 35 points. There's a learning curve, and international play is different than all of that, too. So she's not ready this year to be on the Olympic team, and that's okay. In 4 years, she'll probably be ready to be on the Olympic team in 2028. But she's not ready. She shouldn't be on the team.
Is she one of the best 12 players in this country? Probably not.
No, right. No.
So there's your answer. Now, I was watching some of this over the weekend, including our friend Tim Brando, who is very pro Caitlin Clark on this. And USA basketball in the Olympics doesn't need marketing. The WNBA needs marketing.
Right. Yes.
This is Olympic basketball. People tune in to watch it. It's going to do a decent number. USA basketball doesn't need Caitlin Clark right now.
No, they're going to win they better win the gold, because the first thing they're going to say if they don't win it is, well, if you'd had Caitlin Clark, you'd have won the gold medal.
The way it's
true or not, that's what people will say.
The way it's coming across, and this is where you and I probably go we diverge a little bit. It's coming across the same way that the Dream Team treated Isaiah Thomas. That, we're going to put the college kid on. Now, Isaiah Thomas got railroaded out of that deal because Michael Jordan wasn't going to play with him. I don't think that's the case this time. And no offense to Caitlin Clark. She's not as good as Isaiah Thomas was in her league. Caitlin Clark is a fine player.
She's still in the middle of the learning curve.
Right.
I believe she can be great at this level like she was in college. But it's not – we have this thing with us that, everything is – it's instant. It in the microwave, 30 seconds, yep. You got food. That's not how it works. There are this learning curve. There are degrees of difficulty.
So here's a text. Of the players selected, Caitlin Clark ranks 10th in scoring, 6th in rebounds, 2nd in assists, 4th in steals, 5th in blocks. This is what I call the Iverson theory. You're on a terrible team. You're going to shoot the ball a bunch. You're going to score a bunch. Right. You're going to be at the top of those things. You're going to be involved in whatever she does.
Yeah, she's all that team has, right?
Everything. She's the only thing they have going right now.
Right.
So, look, if I put it up enough, I'm going to score 30.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, 4 years from now, is going to be the center of that team.
So,
and they know it.
One of the things they said about the Olympic team is that they were not ready for the backlash when she barely played in these games. And to me, I understand that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's convenient.
That makes sense to me.
But what you have to say is she's not one of the 12 best players in the league yet.
Right.
That's the truth. If you want to say, well, we're not ready for the backlash of her not playing, okay, all right, I get that. But to me,
if she played like 3 minutes, people would be losing their mind on the internet, going on these crusades to free Caitlin or whatever.
If they lost.
They won too.
If they're winning by 50 and she plays 3 minutes, what are you going to say?
Yeah. That made sense to me though. When somebody, I don't know if that's true or not. Of course, they're not going to say that's why we did it or not didn't do it, but. I don't listen. This isn't her time yet for international play. She's not ready yet. That's fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
They put out a
Christian Laettner wasn't ready in '92. They put him on a dream team. Come on.
They put out a tweet today. The WNBA did about that their ratings are up, attendance is up, and look, it's because of this group of rookies, primarily Caitlin Clark. She has sparked an interest in women's basketball that we have not seen at any level at any time.
Right.
I was, and still am shocked at the level of backbiting that goes on in this league, apparently. And you know what? I'm here for it.
You want to talk about biting the hand that feeds you? Like these players and Caitlin Clark are going to get everybody in that league paid when this new TV deal comes to pass in a year or two. But in the meantime, they are. Caitlin Clark, in particular, is having to do some serious due paying. Like, there is some serious jealousy. There's animosity. I think there's obvious reasons why this exists in that league, and you can go and figure that out for yourself. But it's tough. It's tough. But she's not as great as she is. She's not ready for international play.
Here's what I think is alarming to some of the folks who have been very outspoken about her, is particularly that are in the league now, is that she's coming out of Iowa at the Big Ten. She's playing against college kids. She can play. I think that's the part where it was like, ah, crap. There's the one thing that we could hold against her. She couldn't play. Caitlin Clark can play.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And she's definitely going. Listen. She's getting roughed up a little bit, like most rookies do, but she can play. And I think that's the one thing that they could hold over her head was, well, she's not that good. Turns out she is.
There is some just old fashioned jealousy about all these players who have been, on commercial flights and on with less than ideal travel for all these years, and now all of a sudden, people are paying attention when this one person's entered the league. There's a lot of jealousy going on over there. That's what it is. It's just good old-fashioned jealousy. It is. They're like, why was no one paying attention when I was at my peak 5 years ago, or what some of these players are saying? And, you know, I don't know. But it's like, it's biting the hand that feeds you. Yes. Like, Caitlin Clark and this class, they're going to get everybody paid in that league.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And it's all going to be, like, yep. You know, charter travel. All that's happening if it hasn't happened already. So, you know, but right now, until that day comes, man, there's a lot of pettiness out there. And it's it is kind of intriguing.
Sign me
I'm
up.
With you.
I love it. I mean, you know? Again, like the NBA, the stuff that happens off the court's more interesting.
That's right.
And yeah. You know, if I'm Caitlin Clark, give me the time off, man. She's been playing.
I thought about
since,
that too.
She's been playing since September.
I know. Yeah.
You know, they go. It's not like, you know, the NBA where, you know, that you get the off season, the summer, all that kind of stuff. Man, they finished up the Final Four. A month later, she's in camp.
Yeah. If that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little so, shorter than that.
Give,
yeah.
Give me some time off.
Absolutely.
That'll be fine.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh. The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
DQ, pay attention.
Okay.
Cardinals fans, you guys are, you know, hanging in there. 31-33, 4-6 in your last 10. Things are going right. But on June the 29th, the St. Louis Cardinals are having adult mystery-sized Cardinals jersey night. For the first 25,000 fans, 16 and older, the new 2024 It's Mystery-Sized Cardinals jersey presented by Stifel. This giveaway on June 29th, when the Birds take on Cincinnati, will be the first of its kind for Cardinals fans. The mystery jersey will come in different sizes, small to 2XL, and you won't know which one you're getting until you walk through the gates. DQ, you're going to a Cardinals game, and you're handed a package, and I give you a small, extra small adult Cardinals jersey. Are you excited, or are you looking around trying to find someone with your size? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, why don't they just
ask you on the way in. Sounds to me like they got a bunch of extra smalls and some 2Xs.
Well, I'll take a 2X if they're giving them out. You know, they gave out, I don't know what the MLS team in St. Louis is called, but they wear Purina on the front of their shirt. They're the Purinas. I don't know what they are.
Well, they're sponsored by Purina.
Right.
Well, soccer teams do.
They're the puppy chow, whatever you want to call them. Anyway, it was their night at the ballpark when I went last year, and they gave out jerseys. And I'm like, I don't want this thing. I think my dad kept his. I gave mine to some guy in the concourse. We were there when it was raining under the stadium. And some guy's like, hey, man, you want that? And I'm like, no, you take it. And the guy was like stunned. He was like, are you serious? You don't want anything? I'm like, no, no. He's like, well, let me get you a beer. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Just take the thing. I don't want to lug this thing all the way back to Arkansas. No, you take it. So the guy, and then like, so he's kind of in the same area as me. And like, he saw me again, like 20 minutes later. He's like, you sure you don't need it? I'm like, no, thank you. No, take the shirt, please. Take it. But yeah, so they had FC St. Louis, whatever they call the thing over there. I don't know.
It sounds to me like they had a backlog of these things. And they're just trying to empty the warehouse out. I'm willing to bet you they don't have a lot of XLs, a lot of larges. They got a lot of schmediums, though.
Well, I mean, to me, running a jersey promotion where you don't get to pick your jersey size, that is not the cardinal way.
No.
That is not the cardinal way at all.
It's not the way you treat the best fans in baseball.
That's right. At baseball heaven, you can't get a jersey that fits? Come on. What is this? And you don't know whose jersey you're going to get? What if I get a medium So Taguchi jersey? Well, great. Fantastic. Wow.
So Taguchi. No, they're just blank. They're
they're blank? Yeah, they're not. I mean, I could get a small David Eckstein jersey. I'm like, well, what am I going to do with this? Frame it? Like, what do I do?
I don't know what you do with this, but this is the worst promotion I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah. All right.
But, hey, it's jersey night. It's not going to fit, but, hey, it's jersey night.
Hey, this guy, let's see here, Scott on the McLarty Dale Hotline, he went to the Natural game on Friday, and I got a suite. He went out there. He's big timing, man.
Call Lurch.
Yeah, that's right.
Just that, when you dial the main number, ask for Lurch. They know who he is.
Yeah. They may call him Steven, but you call him Lurch.
Well, his professional name is Steven.
That's what he has, business cards?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he's big time. He's even got the corner office.
You know what? I looked out of that outfield wall, and I was just thinking of how much commission money Lurch is making. Like, Lurch has got to be rolling in the dough right now. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And whenever
I'm like, he sold that one.
And whenever we go to lunch, I pay.
That's not right.
No, it's not.
That's not right
at all. It's absolutely not right.
I mean, there's a lot of big-time businesses out there on that wall. Yeah. And I'm like, Lurch probably has all this commission money rolling in. He's probably, he's doing pretty good for himself. He started here in that control room box where DQ's sitting.
DQ is right there. Here's a text out of the 479 on Cardinals jersey night. They should require all that get a jersey to wear it no matter what size.
That'd be fun.
You know what? I'm for that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. All right, I need to...
need a fitted hat night promotion. You know, I saw a...
snow tire night.
I saw a video.
As long as they don't throw them on the field.
I saw a video, I think it was on Friday or Saturday, of a Yankee bat day from like the early 80s, late 70s or early
80s. They throw them on the field.
Oh, well, I mean, back then you would just beat the people in your section.
Right.
Last man standing.
Or you throw them on the field.
Now you would throw them at players. And with the nets up now, that makes it a little bit more difficult.
Well, what they do, don't they give you like a ticket and then on the way out you get the bat? Is that how they do that?
I don't know. I've never been to I think a bat night is irresponsible.
I've never been to bat. I like bat night.
I went to bat day at Yankee Stadium once and I had to fight my way out. But yeah, I mean, I had
that's just the Bronx. So I mean, that's nothing to do with bat day.
Yankee Stadium, Red Sox were in town.
Yeah.
And you know.
Oh, you had a Red Sox hat on? No wonder you had to fight your way out.
I was like 12 years old. I've got on a.
No wonder.
Yeah. So I had to swing my way out of there.
That's right.
It's more than the Yankees hit that day.
We'll get to the SEC report coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. And then in another groundbreaking moment on Ruskin and Zach, Zach's going to get a haircut on the air.
Now, it's self-serving because I don't have time to get over there for your wedding.
That's right.
And the only time I can do it is now.
Okay.
And Melinda's going to come in, tell me how ugly I am, and then
Ben's going to be upset about this.
Is he?
He is.
Okay.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
A DQ here, moving the needle. There will now be Dr. Pepper at the reception because of that DQ. Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't just because of me, was it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was all you.
Yeah, take it and run with it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. That's okay. There are other Dr. Pepper drinkers, I believe, that'll be you.
I got you covered.
Anyway, Belinda's here.
Hi,
from
Belinda.
Fantasy Sports Cuts.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're turning the camera around?
Okay. And it like washes you out because you've got like a tan
it's a
going.
Close, don't you think?
It is.
Yeah.
I don't need people seeing it. My nose.
You have to talk into the microphone.
I know. I'm trying to get away from the camera.
It's not on yet. I was going to use the camera for when we were doing the hair cutting. Okay.
Again, this whole thing is more self-serving because I don't have
time
to get
out there. You know, we can actually show that during a break.
Yeah, you
know
we can.
What I mean? We can show it.
Yeah, we'll do it during the break.
There's no sound. It's just pictures.
It only takes like 5 minutes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is he a good patient or not so much?
Yeah.
He customer, don't keep his head still.
Yeah, I'm talking.
I'm not surprised by that.
He talks the whole time and he's moving his head around the whole
See,
time.
I don't talk. I just, sit
don't
there.
Talk.
No, no. And they ask what I do and I just say something boring like sales because I don't want to explain the whole situation. It's just a complicated deal. Anyway, but Melinda's here. Fantasy Sports Cuts open, 6 days a week? Was that right?
Yeah. 6 days a week.
Okay.
She'll tell you she works 7, but that's a bunch of crap.
I do work 7.
Well, she's working today.
Today's my day off, thank you, and I'm here.
But right. I planned this way in advance.
Hair.
Now, I gave you the option. I said, do you want me to come out there? Saturday, sent you text. Hey, do you need me to come out there? You said no, so I don't want to hear it.
Okay, Zach.
Now, you got all your equipment over there. I saw you've got everything.
I have everything I need.
You need everything? Okay.
Clippers and scissors. Right. Do you have Barbicide or no?
I did not bring Barbicide.
Yeah, okay, what's in Barbicide? We are fascinated by the blue stuff.
I'm not sure what's in it.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Grade,
there you go.
It's okay. Hospital grade. I know that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not sure what all is in it. I probably should.
What does hospital grade mean?
It means it'll kill everything.
Fantastic. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
So your cooties will not get on somebody else.
All right. All right. Wes in Springdale now taking bets that she's going to kill me. She's had plenty of opportunities.
Oh, like a Sweeney Todd situation.
Y'all don't even know how many times I would like to kill.
Right. So. There have been many opportunities.
If she gets the straight blade out, I'm going to, this becomes evidence.
I would never allow a Melinda to go near my neck with a knife.
Probably okay. A smart
no.
idea.
I mean, if she's going to stab me, it's going to be, you know, in the back of the neck. And we'll go that way.
No, okay. I'm going to go for the front. I want you to watch me.
Good to know. Good to know.
Now he doesn't need a wash. He just needs a cut.
No.
Okay. Because we don't have one of those sinks with the dip in it here.
I guess we could find a water hose.
We do have a water hose. We do have one of those outside.
So yeah, we can go hit it with. We'd have to hook up the hose. But yeah, we can bring. We probably roll.
I
that
think
thing
the
in
water here. Works today.
Springdale came by today. Yeah. Yeah. Water works today. So they opened it. They opened it up and we all went, oh God, the building's going to flood. But,
it works.
Steve has texted in. He says her scissors are sharp. Would you care to comment on that? Do you sharpen them?
Yeah, we have to, or they wouldn't cut anymore.
How often do you have to sharpen the scissors?
It just depends on how many haircuts you do. We have to have ours sharpened a lot because we do a lot of haircuts.
A lot of haircuts. Okay. That's good.
We'll warn you. Yes. You have to be careful what you say. Chris and Poto is requesting that Abner clip the part where you said your cooties will not get on someone else. You'll hear that again.
Yeah, that's going to be a drop now. See, you have to always be vigilant about not giving them any material here.
Material against that, though, right?
No, because when I cut it up, you'll never know the difference.
Yeah, and nothing Zach ever says that's controversial ever
sees the light of day. Can I also just say that nothing Zach says about me on air is true?
Which part?
Okay. This is your chance to defend yourself. The equal time. All
Which
that
part?
Stuff.
Everything you've ever said like what? Is not true. I'm not.
Put your license right up here. Let's see the date of birth. Come
I
on.
I can tell you I'm not 60.
Well,
she's been harboring a grudge. As I may have mentioned on her birthday.
For a week, he talked about me being 60 years old.
And you're not.
I am not.
Okay.
61.
I am not. I am still closer to 50 than I am 60. Thank you.
Are you younger than him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, no.
I'm younger than somebody.
It's about time.
Yeah, I know. It's getting to be lonely here at the top.
I think that when you inferred to him as ugly in one of the commercials,
I think that's what started it.
That really that hurt his feelings. I
did
think.
Not say
yes,
he
you
was
did.
Ugly.
Yes,
I
you
said
did.
He had a face for radio.
What's the difference?
Tomato, potato. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Also, your most recent ad, you infer that people are ugly because you say, "Are you ugly?"
That is
a bad haircut
what I
can
say.
Make you uglier.
That's not what it says. You read into it because you
do.
Think you're ugly, so it's all on you, Zach.
Oh, okay. We've got Melinda here from Fantasy Sports Cuts in Fayetteville.
Known Mississippi State fan.
Yes.
What's wrong with your football team?
What's wrong with yours?
Their coach died.
Sorry,
how dare
sorry,
you?
Sorry, not yours. What's wrong with the one in the
well,
state?
Well, you're also a fan of them.
Where do we begin?
You have dual citizenship. My football team is ranked 8th in the country.
Yeah, well. You're only a fan because of that. So.
Because of?
Because they win all the time.
Yeah. I've also been through a lot of other stuff with them. So what's going on at Mississippi State?
Their coach died.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, come on. What happened?
I don't know. DQ
has powdered donuts over there. Yeah. What happened there?
Yeah, how did
that happen?
I love summertime radio. This is like my favorite time.
Where did these come from?
Who brought these in?
A Walmart?
A
Walmart guy brought in a little Debbie
powder. Thank you, nameless Walmart guy.
All right, Walmart guy.
Did he have a name or no? Brandon didn't type. Man.
The social skills are...
hey, y'all up front, get a name.
Yeah, who was it? There's just one bag?
Yeah.
I mean, we're very grateful, but, you know, we've had people bring cases of stuff here before. I'm just saying, thank you. This is going to
donut?
Heck yeah.
All right. Donut?
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with donuts. These are the Little Debbie types.
Yeah, the little powdered donuts.
The white powder that gets over.
You shouldn't eat these
everywhere.
When you're talking.
No, you shouldn't eat on the air. It's really bad.
We all are.
Unprofessional.
Here's Nate in Fayetteville. He's our donut guy. He's who creeping on my turf.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was Tim in Palm Beach. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, way to go, Tim. Thank you. He's formerly in Palm Beach. All right.
Well, the cops are looking for him, too, like Kenny. So I like to be careful with naming towns the people are in.
Kenny has a little bit of a problem with the IRS. Isn't that what he told us?
They have a disagreement. They have a civil disagreement. There isn't a problem. They're just disagreeing. DQ, did I characterize that correctly?
I'm sure he's paid them by now.
Oh, that's what you're going with?
Maybe not. Okay. I don't know.
All right, so when does this start? Are you going to get into position?
I can do it right now.
All right, let's go.
I got to finish my donut.
Okay, finish your donut.
Eric and Greenwood, good
I
point.
Drink some water.
True fans bring liquor. By the way, Eric, I've consumed that entire bottle you brought us.
Wow. Look at you.
Y'all, yesterday I had a chocolate that was filled with Fireball.
Oh.
It was good.
A chocolate.
It was a dark chocolate little
filled with Fireball.
Filled with Fireball.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Man, we'll get some of that in here.
Yeah, okay. All right. So how are we going to do this? Because you're going to have to like talk.
Well, I can describe the action.
Okay.
And then we can point a microphone in that general area.
In that general
and
direction.
Try and catch some of the sound.
It's
I
some
suppose.
ASMR.
That's right. Yes. Yes. ASMR. And we'll move one of the cameras over there so we can watch this take place.
Eric wants to know if I ate the worm in the thing that he brought me. No, someone else did.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I know what you're talking about,
too. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, you tell me when you're ready, and we'll...
I'm ready.
Oh, you ready to go?
Okay, all right. So they got to... Zach has to go sit in a different chair. We don't want to mess up the good chair. Oh, no, he is going to move into a position. All right. Okay, so he's going to be near a microphone. Well, that's even better. Okay, all right. But you don't have headphones on.
I got you an outlet and everything.
Yeah. You don't need an outlet? That stuff's all wireless? All right.
Okay.
Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach.
Yeah, this, I think this may be a first, except the one time that we almost got Thurston, we got him in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we got to move some stuff around here.
There we go. All right. No. You can't lower that chair?
No, I cannot.
It doesn't lower.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, when I cut the top of your hand.
You have to stand on the back of the chair.
Do we have a stool? Do we have anything to stand on? That chair will at least lower, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Again, this is totally self-serving.
We don't have a barber chair here. We need one. We've done this a few times. We should get a barber chair.
Better?
In here. All right. All right. Let's see here. Let's put the...
Oh, no. This is going to work out perfectly.
All right. There you go. So now you can see on YouTube and wherever you watch this thing, Zach is in the chair. And Melinda, by the way, has brought her own barber cape.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
So go ahead. Is it the normal stuff?
Got the cape, and the cape is going on there. There you go. All right. And what is the purpose of the tape that they go that was under the cape? Is there a reason?
It's so that she can choke me.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. It's for sanitary purposes.
Do I have the neck strip?
No.
No, of course not.
No, we're not sanitary,
we're not sanitary
in here. No, we don't
at
care.
All.
No, that's right. Okay. Yeah, we discussed your cooties.
And you take the shot. And it goes away. It's fine.
Right. Every 10 years, right? All right. Okay. So Zach is getting the. So what would you like to discuss here? Dan Hurley staying with a UConn while you get your haircut, or?
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
This is for your wedding, not mine.
Okay. All right. Can people hear that? There you go.
It's pretty quiet.
It's pretty. Those are quiet clippers.
I can hear it a little.
Okay. And what guard are we using here?
It's
a five guard. For those of you curious at home, it's a five guard.
So we're never getting the hair out of here, by the way.
No, we're not. You got a scar on the back of your head?
Oh,
on your head?
Yeah.
What happened? They cut you open?
From the front to the back. No, I fell off a slide.
A slide?
Yeah.
He gets sensitive when he talks about
180 stitches.
Like a water slide?
No, it was one of those big metal slides that gets...
Like we used to have back in the day.
Oh, on like a playground? What was the thing, like 30 feet in the air or something? What's
something
it
like that, yeah.
Wow.
The 100 and...
Playgrounds used to be deadly,
that's
man.
That's right, 164 no doubt about stitches it. And two bones taken out of my head.
Plus...
Shut up.
That explains right. So much.
Yeah, it explains a little bit, doesn't it?
Do you remember when you get on merry-go-round and you'd like lean your head backwards?
Yeah!
I mean, like inches from like certain death.
Yes!
It was... Stupid.
Somebody
what are we doing?
Put out. Yeah.
What are we doing? It's crazy. I don't know. Let's see here. Cementhead is offering $200 if you like cut an ear off or something, Melinda. I just
trust
on the McClarty Daniel hotline.
Cementhead
here.
After his gambling weekend is not good for the money.
He had the Mavericks, huh?
He had the Mavericks. Cementhead had a bad weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
I have the proof.
All
now
right.
His wife, Jackie. Nice weekend.
Maybe he should bet on what she bets on, and then you know they'd like double win. You know what I mean? Why not?
She won't let me talk.
Oh yeah, you can't move. I'm
my
sorry.
Head can't move.
I shouldn't ask you questions here. Mongo says this is a missed opportunity. We should have had Chuck in here calling this.
Just this is
broadcasting.
Chuck. This is beneath the office.
Well, guys, he's the Clippers are out. Oh boy! All right, let's see here.
I don't want to go back and see this later.
Somebody is watching on YouTube or somewhere. They are happy to see Bob Goulet overseeing all this.
Isn't
we got
great?
The picture of
it
Bob
nice
back here
Bob.
In the background, so it's very nice to have Bob presiding over this. That's Jamie in Fayetteville texting that in on the McClarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach.
Nate suggesting a five guard. What's that?
That's what she's using. The five guard.
Oh,
he was okay. Like a five guard.
Five.
Yeah. In Nate's hair care opinion, apparently that was the
way to go.
He disagreed, I guess. I don't know. I go with the experts. That's what I do. Whatever.
I just sit down.
If she says if she's using a five guard, that's what we're using.
I just sit down and don't ask a whole lot of questions.
And for you Big Bang Theory fans, Melinda does have all of Zach's haircut records. So those are all you know locked down in a safe vault somewhere,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, you can't move.
I only let one woman touch my
hair. Okay, that's fair enough. You got anything?
I'm just watching.
Yeah. I think
it's
we're all.
It's crazy that this has happened in here twice.
Talking. It is an audio medium. You want to talk about Dan Hurley? We can talk about Dan.
Dan Hurley turning down like $70 million from the Lakers.
$70 million.
Yeah. This is what people would talk about in a barbershop.
Exactly.
Sports, right?
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Joe Lewis?
I don't know. I think I could put up with LeBron's bullcrap for $70 million. You know that's guaranteed. So after they fire you in like 3 months, you still get all the money.
Yes.
You know that. I could do that.
You do it for 35.
I told earlier, I spoke directly to Jeannie Buss, and I said, I will do it for $35 million. I'll do it for half.
I do it for half.
Half of half? Oh, see, you're undercutting me.
Yeah, I am.
You're lowballing me.
Yeah, and we've got the same experience. DQ's the only one with coaching experience.
That's right. DQ is coaching.
Now, DQ
you might could command 70
million.
I'll take
40.
DQ could get the full 70.
I gotta,
do a championship.
You got to add in cost of living in L.A.
Oh, my God, the taxes. Yes, of course.
Yeah, the California taxes will kill you.
It'll kill you.
That's right. Yeah,
take half of it right off the top.
That's right. Oh, well. Let's see here. Here's a text on the McClarty Daniel hotline. No guard. High and tight.
High and tight.
The only way
okay.
to go, be a man, Zach. Well, he's not a Marine,
all right? Can't. I have lumps and scars on my head. I can't do it.
He has to have some sort of coverage there.
There has to be vegetation up there.
Vegetation. That's
I'm
right.
In the business of making Zach look as
good. Belinda makes him look as good as,
good as he can.
Yes, he can. That's
that
right, yeah.
A little backhanded.
Zero or a one.
Yeah. No. Hey, Zach's not a Marine. Plus, he's got that hideous scar that nobody wants to look at. So.
Thank you.
Well, you said it.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.